Eric Monkinen is the author of Murder in New York City, from which he has drawn information for his remarks on the causes of violence in America.
It is no secret that the U.S. has unusually high rates of personal violence, particularly murder. For two centuries, we have had murder rates far higher than other similar nations, Canada or England, say. Further, by 1900, there were big regional differences. The farther west or south from New England, the more the violence. There is not a single big explanation for these statistics. Rather, it is better to think of our violence as resulting from many little puzzle pieces, all of which fit together in a gloomy, bigger picture. A typical American murder hasn't changed very much in two centuries. Here are the main elements. Manliness. A true man would always be violently aggressive. Real men stood up to challenges or perceived slights with returned aggression. When they chose weapons, they were often a form of identity, whether knives, feet, fists, or guns. The criminal justice system. Sheriffs, constables, and the police did arrest combatants, and they tried to catch and arrest killers. Murderers never walked away from their crimes without a concern for a subsequent arrest. But the prosecution of violent offenders took a different direction. American juries were reluctant to convict, particularly if manliness was involved. Patricia Klein Cohen's book, The Murder of Helen Jewett, details how the murderer of a young prostitute was acquitted by a jury in 1836 in New York. American juries were hard to persuade. Or to put it differently, they were very tolerant. There, but for the grace of God, go I. Weapons. As cheap, mass-produced revolvers became available in the late 1840s, they became a common weapon. But most murderers still used other means: feet, sticks, knives. It wasn't until about 1900 that half of the murders in New York City were committed by gun. By then, other household murder weapons had become less available, axes and sticks of wood, for example. Southern and western cities may have been more gun-prone. In Los Angeles at the turn of the century, guns were used 60% of the time. Ethnic and racial conflict. Most murders today, and most murders in the past, occurred between similar people, for the simple reason of social and residential segregation. We fight and bully who we know, not some far distant stranger. It is an oddly comforting thought, for serial killers who attack complete strangers are truly scary. Crowding and urbanization don't cause violence. New York City's homicide rate was at its two-century low in about 1900, when the city was at its most poverty-stricken, crowded, and corrupt. The Constitution. The Constitution left to states and cities whatever it is Americans want to do about crime. We have no national police, and a town doesn't have to have police if it doesn't want to. Coordination is difficult under such circumstances, and has been since independence. So our violence is really a puzzle, but a puzzle for which history provides an important background.
You've been listening to Eric Monkinen, professor of history and policy studies at UCLA and the author of Murder in New York City.